Roll.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We're pleased to see that UNHCR continues to make progress to increase transparency and accountability by the organization, as noted by the High Commissioner in his statement earlier this week and the Deputy High Commissioner just now. Both noted that internal processes have become heavy and there is a need to simplify procedures and processes while maintaining UNHCR's high standards of accountability. We agree that UNHCR's different oversight functions seem unwieldy and incoherent at times, which can impact the quality, efficiency, and management of operations. We have observed with increasing concern some oversight fatigue, particularly in complex, highly pressured operations, which are usually also those that can have the highest level of risk. While we recognize the circumstances for this fatigue, we urge UNHCR to find the working compromise to maintain its standards. We'd like to hear more about how the High Commissioner will implement these changes, including with regard to the overhaul of results-based management, strengthening and improving oversight and risk management procedures, and streamlining policy development processes as laid out by the High Commissioner. As noted by the Deputy High Commissioner just now, UNHCR recently conducted an external review of its oversight functions, and we look forward to continued discussions on how this plays out. In the ongoing tight financial environment and with increasing global needs, it is particularly critical for UNHCR to maximize its resources and evaluate effectiveness of its programs. As the Board of Auditors noted, this requires a focus on improving transparent prioritization, as noted by Australia, and resource allocation processes and on finding the most effective use of resources. Addressing the suggested Board of Auditors recommendations needs to be done in a timely fashion. We were disappointed to note that some of the current Board of Auditors recommendations reflect elements of previous ongoing open recommendations. As a donor, we urge UNHCR to move forward on new and previous Board of Auditor recommendations as soon as possible. We are pleased to see that UNHCR continues to shift from a resource-driven planning process to one based on performance and results. UNHCR needs to continue along this path, making objectives, standards, and indicators more measurable and less subjective, as well as improving tracking and reporting on objectives and indicators. We urge UNHCR and its implementing partners to continue to strengthen and employ their frameworks for ensuring accountability to affected populations. This also helps us make the case at home that investments are keeping vulnerable people safe and saving lives. Effective monitoring and oversight are an essential part of any organization. It is important that UNHCR's headquarters continue to ensure quality control and consistency across regions and provide adequate technical staff to support field operations. Diligent monitoring of service delivery to persons of concern at the country regional headquarters level is critically important. It is encouraging to hear the seriousness with which UNHCR is taking on the issue of risk management. However, we note that the Board of Auditors report stated that risk registers do not always inform management decision-making, nor are they subject to systematic review. UNHCR needs to make every effort to address this gap. Senior management must make better use of risk information compiled in the corporate risk register for monitoring purposes, and to examine these on a regular basis. UNHCR should continue to prioritize the development of its UNHCR's enterprise risk management policy in order to ensure that risks are systematically mapped and identified and that they shape the development of management controls and oversight. We would like to hear more about how UNHCR will use risk information to determine what programs to audit and monitor. Mr. Chairman, in conclusion, my delegation places great importance on sound program management and oversight. UNHCR should continue establishing a common data management system that could help analyze and evaluate oversight recommendations and internal controls, monitor their implementation, and identify areas of vulnerability. We are all under increased scrutiny, donor and recipient alike. This scrutiny will only increase as we continue to work in high-risk environments. Appropriately addressing management and oversight responsibilities is vital to meeting the great need and obvious imperative to assist. The challenge will continue to be how best to harmonize the need for oversight and controls with the realities and complexities that operations are faced with each and every day.